My kids have read all 5, soon to be 6, Harry Potter books. I, on the other hand, haven't read a single word of Harry Potter, which is why I would like to, but can't hide within this any Harry Potter insider puns. It's also why I can't directly attack those who would ban the Harry Potter series from library shelves and schools. Given my unquestioning acceptance of my children's reading choices, however, you can guess how I feel about such bans. I'm clearly in the majority, given the popularity of the books, but there's a vocal minority. The American Library Association reports that the Harry Potter books are the most frequently challenged books in the 21st century so far. People challenge them and argue that they shouldn't be available to just anyone in school libraries, the ALA reports, because of the book's focus on wizardry and magic. A challenge like that led to Harry Potter's visit to an Arkansas courtroom. The school district in Cedarville, Arkansas, voted a few years ago 3-2 to restrict access to the Harry Potter books. That meant that school librarians had to take the books off the shelves and allow only students with the parents' permission to access the books. A student, through her parents, sued, arguing that such restrictions violated students' constitutional rights. The court used a First Amendment analysis in its decision. First, finding that such a restriction, forcing her to ask first her parents and then a librarian for the book, disadvantaged her and other students. Too burdensome, the court decided. Stigmatizing, too. Those opposed to the books argue that such restrictions were justified, even under a First Amendment analysis. Harry Potter would help lead the kids into juvenile delinquency, they told the court. Keeping Harry Potter off the shelves would help keep order and prevent anarchy in the schools. Limiting access, they said, would help prevent another Columbine. Makes me wonder what I'm missing. The court in the end found no merit in the order, anarchy, delinquency arguments. It wrote that the school board members' concerns were speculative, and it found the restrictions unconstitutional. So just 2 months before the 5th book hit store shelves, the judge ordered the school district to put an end to Potter permission slips and to return the Harry Potter books to school shelves. And there the books have remained. The school board attorney's office decided not to appeal the judge's decision. But now that this summer brings another Harry Potter book and a frenzy of renewed interest in reading, expect additional challenges, maybe even some that hit the courts. Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows may be the final book in the Harry Potter series, but likely won't end the challenges. I'm Amy Guida.